The way I analyze it, the soldiers I chose to send on this destroyer are the students who are emotionally closest and most responsive to Ender Wiggin, while also being among the dozen or so best commanders in the school. These soldiers also have no particular animosity toward Bean. So, if they find him placed over them, they'll probably do their best for him. They'll never forgive him for not being Ender. I guess that will be Bean's challenge. Who else should I have sent? Nikolai is Bean's friend, but he'd be out of his depth. Someday he'll be ready for tactical school and then command, but not yet. And what other friends does Bean have? He's won a lot of respect, and lost it again when he lost all five of his games. I've explained to you why he...
Humanity doesn't need explanations, Captain Dymack. It needs winners. Ender Wiggin had the fire to win. Bean is capable of losing five in a row as if they didn't even matter.
They didn't matter. He learned what he needed to learn from them.
Captain Dymack, I can see that I'm falling into the same trap that Colonel Graff fell into. You have crossed the line from teaching into advocacy. I would dismiss you as Bean's teacher were it not for the fact that the question is already moot. I'm sending the soldiers I decided on already. If Bean is really so brilliant, he'll figure out a way to work with them.
Yes, sir, said Dymack.
If it's any consolation, do remember that Crazy Tom was one of the ones Bean brought along to hear Ashiel's confession. Crazy Tom went. That suggests that the better they know Bean, the more seriously they take him.
Thank you, sir.
Bean is no longer your responsibility, Captain Dymack. You did well with him. I salute you for it. Now, get back to work. Dymack saluted. Anderson saluted. Dymack left.
On the destroyer Condor, the crew had no idea what to do with these children. They all knew about the battle school, and both the captain and the pilot were battle school graduates. But after perfunctory conversation... What army were you in? Oh, in my day, Rat was the best. Dragon was a complete loser. How things change, how things stay the same. There was nothing more to say. Without the shared concerns of being army commanders, the children drifted into their natural friendship groups. Dink and Petra had been friends almost from their first beginnings in battle school, and they were so senior to the others that no one tried to penetrate that closed circle. Alai and Shen had been in Ender Wiggin's original launch group, and Vlad and Dumper, who had commanded B and E tunes and were probably the most worshipful of Ender, hung around with them. Crazy Tom, Fly Molo, and Hot Soup had already been a trio back in Dragon Army. On a personal level, Bean did not expect to be included in any of these groups, and he wasn't particularly excluded either. Crazy Tom, at least, showed real respect for Bean, and often included him in conversation. If Bean belonged to any of these groups, it was Crazy Tom's. The only reason the division into cliques bothered him was that this group was clearly being assembled, not just randomly chosen. Trust needed to grow between them all, strongly if not equally. But they had been chosen for Ender. Any idiot could see that, and it was not Bean's place to suggest that they play the onboard games together, learn together, do anything together. If Bean tried to assert any kind of leadership, it would only build more walls between him and the others than already existed. There was only one of the group that Bean didn't think belonged there, and he couldn't do anything about that. Apparently, the adults did not hold Petra responsible for her near betrayal of Ender in the corridor the evening before Ender's life-or-death struggle with Bonzo. But Bean was not so sure. Petra was one of the best of the commanders, smart, able to see the big picture. How could she possibly have been fooled by Bonzo? Of course, she couldn't have been hoping for Ender's destruction. But she had been careless at best, and at worst might have been playing some kind of game that Bean did not yet understand. So he remained suspicious of her. Which wasn't good, to have such mistrust, but there it was. Bean passed the 4 months of the voyage in the ship's library, mostly. Now that they were out of battle school, he was reasonably sure that they weren't being spied on so intensely. The destroyer simply wasn't equipped for it. so he no longer had to choose his reading material with an eye to what the teachers would make of his selections. He read no military history or theory whatsoever. He had already read all the major writers and many of the minor ones and knew the important campaigns backward and forward from both sides. Those were in his memory to be called upon whenever he needed them. What was missing from his memory was the big picture. How the world worked. Political, social, economic history. What happened in nations when they weren't at war. How they got into and out of wars. How victory and defeat affected them. How alliances were formed and broken. And most important of all, but hardest to find, what was going on in the world today.